This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Now, the call for candidates to run for the Vets SRC general elections yielded positive results, with approximately 58 nominations submitted to the Vets Electoral Office. The nominations opened on the 31st of August and closed on the 11th of September 2020. The number of nominations that were received this year surpassed those of previous years. And this showed that young people are eager to take leadership to bring about change within the Vets community. And today marks the first day of Vets SRC 2020-2021 online voting. Students are encouraged to exercise and execute their rights by casting their votes to any candidate they would like to be represented by. And for more on this, we are joined by Amogetswe Matlala, Vow FM anchor. She is joined by Mletisi Sindani, who is the Vets SRC Elections Marketing Manager. They are both joining me from the Vets University main campus. Good morning, Amogetswe Matlala, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tato. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm great.
Now, first of all, where exactly on campus are you joining us from?
I'm joining you guys from Senate House, and I'm basically reporting on the day that we have been waiting for. It has finally arrived. Voting polls are officially open as from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. tonight. Students can now vote for the leadership that best represents them, and they also have a second chance tomorrow if they are unable to cast their votes today to actually vote tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. again. With me is the SRC Elections Marketing Manager, Mletisi Sindani, who's going to tell us a bit more about what's happening on the ground as everybody is just rushing to cast their vote and make their mark. So, Mletisi, how are you?
Nicely, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, I tracked you down on campus and I found you in Senate House. So, please tell me what is really happening at Senate House, the room that you refer to as the control room.
All right. So, the control room is basically the room where we have four parties sitting there. We have the election team, we have the IT department, we have external auditors, and we have candidate observers. Basically, the candidate observers are there to be the eyes and the ears for the candidates that are contesting the SRC election. The IT team is there to make sure that we have no technical glitches, and if we do, they are sorted out efficiently. We have external auditors to make sure that the process is free and fair, because, you know, we need to make sure. And then we have the elections team, which is basically the people running the show, making sure that everything is in place, happening on time as it should.
It sounds like we're quite on track with the SRC election this year. And how many candidates are running this year?
All right. So we have a total of 46 candidates. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention, but we have 13 candidates running under the EFF Student Command banner. We have 10 candidates running under the Progressive Youth Alliance banner, the PYA, and then the rest of the candidates are independent.
And that sounds like a very good number compared to other years. And I must say that with elections being virtual, we already expected them to be different. But how different are they really?
Absolutely. I mean, for the first time ever, BIT has had virtual elections where people vote online. But for the first time ever, everything is online. The campaigning is online due to the COVID-19, pandemic. Because we thought, you know what? To make it fair for everyone, not all candidates are on campus, not all students are on campus or in the Bronfontein precinct. So to make it fair and to make sure that everybody gets an equal chance to interact with the candidates, to engage the candidate manifestos, we're going to have everything online. So all campaigning has been online. There has been no form of physical campaigning, no posters that are handed out, no flyers that are handed out. Candidates have the chance to campaign via Zoom, via YouTube, and via Twitter.
Yeah, no, we are definitely moving to the 5G. Is it the 5G or the 4G? Yes, we are revolutionizing. So now, yesterday, when the Vice Chancellor actually reminded VETs to cast their vote, make their mark, and vote for the people that best represents them, he made a concern. He actually pointed out to the concern of SRC elections being faced with a decline across the country. So I mean, with that said, so far, how's it looking on this side?
Absolutely. I must say that I agree with the Vice Chancellor and Principal. Student activism is something that is dying out slowly but surely. But I think, and I feel like with the whole virtual process, well, I mean, it's too early to tell.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of numbers, we just opened polling at 9 a.m., so we're still tracking those numbers. But we expect a steady increase, mainly for the reason that the interaction with the content, with the manifestos, with the candidates has been online, so accessible to everybody else. I mean, if you have Twitter, if you have YouTube, if you have Zoom, you are afforded the opportunity to interact with the candidates. So I think we can expect an increase, mainly because also we have a lot of independent candidates running this
which
year.
Which is very good.
Yes. I mean, when we look at the previous years, we could tell that maybe the numbers were not that great because people were not exactly politically aligned, and independent candidates didn't have the financial muscle or the means to interact with the student body. But I mean, this year, everybody was afforded an equal opportunity, and the independent candidates have come really strong. So we're expecting an increase in the numbers.
And then with the participation rate or an established pattern of how students have been participating, seeing that now they can access it from anywhere and everywhere, is there like an established pattern, or I should just come back and...
Well, you know what? I think it's very hard to establish a pattern because we haven't really looked at the progress report for the week that we just had in terms of campaigning and the like. But I feel like we had Zoom sessions, and students were participating in the Zoom sessions. Students were asking questions. Students were engaging on Twitter. Students were watching the live feed that we were streaming to YouTube. So I think we can only answer the question on the pattern post the election process, when we can consolidate all the information and all the data.
So it's actually very safe to say that students have heeded the call by the Vice Chancellor, the Head of Student Affairs, of actually really participating and being very active in student activism this year, yeah?
We can say so, yes.
Thank you so much, Thato. That's all we have from Notici Sindani today.
That was Hamuhetsi Matala, VOFM News anchor. She was joined by Notici Sindani, who is the VETS SRC Elections Marketing Manager, updating us with regards to the SRC 2020 to 2021 online voting. Students are encouraged to exercise and execute their rights by casting their votes to any candidate they would like to be represented by.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vofm.co.za.